The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
It's Monday, guys. Sorry. If you love to work, it's a good day, right? I would think so. I love to work. I'm not producing fruit. He's getting angry. Read John 15 when you get some time. So are you guys ready to go? I want to talk about Hollywood and the hypocrisy going on. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly. You know the routine, friends. Bradley, Dean, that would be me, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess, that would be Stephanie. Can you say hello, Stephanie?
Hello, Stephanie.
No, you can say hello.
It was a joke. Got it.
Look at that. So again, friends, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. We all know her as Stephanie Joy. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. It is sonsoflibertyradio.com, smoking website to the young people. That's really cool. To you older people, just so you can understand. But it is a blow away to the young people. That's really cool, to the older generation folks. A very cool website, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to Facebook and check out Sons of Liberty Radio. Got a lot of traffic coming to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook as well, friends. Don't forget radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also check out my personal page and my fan page. Got about 65,000 friends on my fan page, and I do certainly appreciate your response. Without you, we are nothing, and the way that we win this country, friends, is together. So I appreciate our interaction that's taking place on Bradley Dean Facebook, Bradley Dean Facebook, two different websites, double E, don't forget, Bradley Dean, double E. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Folks, phone lines will be accessible today, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works, our love by our deeds, 1 John 3:18. And to say all that, to say this, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We always want the mind of Christ. We always want the heart of God. Now, it's so easy to get busy. And, of course, we want to be busy doing. But, you know, we want to make sure that we are busy doing the right things first and foremost, and that in our busyness, we make best use of our time. Now, if you go to Ephesians 5:16, the Bible says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. So that means that all of our time that God has given to us, we have to make sure that we use it wisely. Now, for example, the last 5 minutes of your life that you just spent, you're never going to get that back.
Yeah.
So it's gone.
I would say that they redeemed that time wisely.
Wisely. Very. Well, you're never
going to. They're listening to the Sons of Liberty stuff.
Let's just say the past 2 hours of your life, you're never going to get that time back.
Unless they were listening to one of our downloads. That was.
Will you work with me on this one?
I'm trying to.
Okay. The last 2 hours of your life, it's gone. Your time, how you spent it, whether it was wisely or poorly, is gone, and you're not going to get time back. It's not like you can. It's not like you're going to reverse time and get any younger. You're only getting older. Everything's going forward. So, I thought it'd be an interesting thing if we could today talk about some ways to save our time, to better use our time, and to manage our time more wisely.
Can I interject a thought?
No.
You ask an older man, 70 or 80 years old,
yes,
you know what it was like when he was a young man or
yes,
a young woman? And they can say, just like it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? They were asked, older people were asked the questions, and I believe it was one of the top three answers to a question. If you could do anything over, what would you do? They all responded, one of the top three answers was, I would have taken more chances.
Hmm.
So, and speaking of redeeming the time, you know, people, we don't want to die with regret. We want to make the most out of it and take the chances that we need to take now, which most, in most cases, really is step out in faith.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because no one's going to get away from the mundane duties you have to do. I mean, you have to take out the garbage. You have to mow the lawn. You got to go grocery shopping. But some ways that we can maybe effectively use our time would be very well spent. So we're going to look at a few different ways to manage our time. Now, prioritize your items on your to-do list. For example, if you feel like you're spinning your wheels, use an A for the items that have to be done today and a B for things that should do today or C for the tasks you hope to do. So you kind of prioritize what's most important. This is a good one. Never wait for anyone or anything. Always carry something to do with you when you go out. A reading file, a project perhaps. So for example, you're in the car, you're not the one who's driving, but you've got some papers and some work that you need to do. Take your work along, bring your laptop along, get the job done. Also, you can say,
and don't procrastinate.
And don't procrastinate.
Procrastination is the biggest robber of blessings known to mankind. In other words, friends, I'll do it tomorrow. Don't fall in line with that.
Because then tomorrow, you got a little thing to do tomorrow. I'll do that tomorrow. Oh, wait, you know, this thing I'll do tomorrow. And then you keep getting this big, big bunch of things that you have to do later.
And I think it was Abe Lincoln who rightly said, love him or hate him, he said, whatever you can do today, get it done today.
And that's actually one of the things on the list. It says take care of things immediately or write them down.
Yep.
So you're keeping a notebook, you're keeping a journal, something in your list in your computer saying, this is what I have to do, and prioritize each and every one. Now, this is another one. Save time by making fewer decisions during the week. For example, if you've got kids, they're getting up in the morning, you got to pack lunches or whatever you do. Pack the lunch in the evening or in the morning time and then put it on the list. The next lunch that you got to pack, simply go on the next one on the list, pack the lunch. Now, this is a good one. I know Bradley talks about
lunch
this a lot.
Lunch sounds good.
Yeah, lunch is good. Plan 60 or 90 days out for everything, for all your purchases, your to-dos, your projects.
Yep.
You're going to save time and money. You know, a lot of times, let's say, for example, you know you got to mail something. It's going to be due by this certain time. People, what they do is they wait till last minute, or it's Christmas time, right? And you're making some purchases online. You're ordering a few things. But you wait till the last minute, so you pay an arm and a leg for shipping costs.
Yep.
Where if you would have just thought about it, you know, a month or so ahead of time, you'd have regular shipping. You would be stressed out having, oh, I got to do this and that, and oh my gosh. Or if you're planning ahead, make sure that you think out 60 to 90 days.
Yeah.
So you're not, oh, last minute.
It's a good
minute.
Idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Especially now, when you're buying plane tickets.
Exactly, because plane tickets will go up. We know, believe us.
Yeah.
Now, make doctor's appointments first thing in the morning. Run errands. Do grocery shop in the early morning. Basically, do everything you can during off hours to save lots of time and also stress.
Yeah.
Now, spend 10 minutes at the end of your workday planning and making tomorrow's to-do list. So, okay, all right, I got through my one day.
By the way, there's a peace of mind when you actually do these things. It reminds me of when Jonathan Edwards actually talked about 15 things that he's learned towards the end of his life, and it was to do more with the time that he had.
Right.
And it really is true. When you do these things that you're talking about, there's a peace of mind where you can actually feel good about tomorrow because you prepared for tomorrow today.
Right, exactly.
That's a great,
you do feel good
great
about
point.
It.
Yes.
Now, another one.
I really do like this stuff.
So now, let's say, for example, at the end
you're
of the
adding
day,
to my life. There's four types of people in your life.
Yes.
Those that take away, you know, subtract.
Yep.
Those that divide, those that add, and those that multiply.
Multiply.
Yeah, and
it.
I appreciate it. You're multiplying right now.
Thank you.
Yeah, folks, we're going to come right back to this, but what I want to get to, I want to talk about Hollywood and their perversion and how they like to mock God. I want to show you movie standards for Hollywood before 1968, and you tell me if it lines up with what you're seeing today. You got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. We'll be right back after.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married, regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, phone lines are open, 1-866-233-0747. We're going to get over to Hollywood and the movie production code, which is just incredible, folks. Not the standard, the fallen code, but the standard for the code before 1968. I mean, some of the stuff that they're doing today, friends, is completely, again, it's upside down, over on the top of its head in every sense of the word, judgment turned backwards, things that were not allowed to actually be, that were not to be released upon the populace are being released day in and day out concerning Hollywood today. But we'll get to that in just a couple minutes. Back to our pretty little princess.
Well, we'll do a few more. It's nice to also spend your time wisely. If at the end of the day, if you're, you know, summing up with your kids and you're watching A Little House on the Prairie or something like that, while you're doing that, fold the clothes, iron, work on tomorrow's to-do list, always be productive. Even when you're kind of trying to rest and relax a little bit, if you can do something else during that time, do it to be able to save you time later on. Now, this is a good little point here. You can save time by withdrawing enough cash to last until you receive your next paycheck. So stopping at the bank once every 2 weeks instead of twice a week can save you 19 hours per year. So if you think about it, yeah, that's good. Rather than making a couple trips to the bank, get what you need the first time. Another great way is to delegate. Okay, you got kids. Kids feel good when they're put to work doing what they're supposed to do. Okay, you've got your jobs. Our kids have their jobs in the morning. They know what they're supposed to do. You start doing this, then you do your jobs, then you eat your breakfast, you do your Bible story. It's all laid out for them. When you delegate and say, hey, you, empty out the dishwasher, you, do this, children are there and they feel good when they're working just like we feel good when we are working too as well. And again, take care of things immediately and write them down. And one last thing I'll mention is try starting your day 15 minutes earlier every day this week. You'll be more effective at home and at the office. And I know from personal experience, it seems like, you know, if you get up earlier, you're definitely more ready to face the day. You feel like you've done what you need to do in the morning, and then when the kids get up, you kind of go from there. But it's nice to be able to have that little bit of extra time rather than, oh, I'm behind. Oh, great, I slept in late. You're rushing, rushing, rushing. If you're rushing in the beginning of the day, you're going to have to rush the rest of the day through in order to get caught up, and you don't feel good about it. So just make sure to spend a little extra time, maybe trying to get up a little early, get those things done, redeem your time, and make sure to use your time wisely.
What did Ben Franklin say? Early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise.
That's a very good tip. Listen to Ben Franklin. You know, another interesting tip is design and designate a space for in-use cups. Now, especially if you have kids in your family, you know, you leave the supper table, and what do you got? This is a half-filled glass of milk. You know, someone takes a drink of water, they just leave the cup sitting there. You got like four or five cups. Well, rather than constantly having to redo dishes and do more dishes and get out more new cups, okay, take out one cup, put their name on the cup. This is your cup for the day. Okay, when your cup is all done today, then you can throw it in the garbage. Or, this is a good one too. Time saving. You know how people use their dishes and they use their dishes for supper and so on? Try using paper plates. Or try using plastic utensils or something like that, or even paper cups, because when you're done with a meal, rather than spending a half an hour, sometimes it takes longer to clean up after the meal than it does to make the meal. When you're done, just take the paper plates, throw them in the garbage. You have way less work and things to clean up.
This is an infomercial. Who are we selling for right now?
I just have figured out some good ways to save time and ways that you can lose time that I know by experience.
I think it's great. I really do like the simplistic things that we need to add to our life on a daily basis.
To be able to add to your
life.
What?
As a matter of fact, it is the little things, it really is, that actually steal away our time.
It is.
We need to be careful of the way that we allow our time to be, you know, stolen away. And how do we apply our time? How do we make the most of our time? So thank you for your time, Stephanie.
No problem.
Like, hey, legendary filmmaker Cecil B. DeMille, the director of the epic movie The Ten Commandments, first came to California in the early 1900s. He settled in a small town that was said to be a Christian settlement that was giving away free land to anyone who was willing to build a place of worship. The town had the picturesque name of, guess what?
Hollywood?
Hollywood.
Nice.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you think about the way Hollywood operates today. I mean, isn't it interesting how they mock Christ at every single turn? You can't watch anything Hollywood puts out without them damning or cursing God,
mm-hmm,
or GD it or the such. It's just
even
everything.
In
it's a mockery.
Innuendo.
Yeah, or yeah, they'll make them out Christianity to be weak, or what they'll do is they'll make Christians to be opposite of what the Bible teaches. In other words, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ. I added that for the very purpose so people don't say, look at those Christians. No, that's a lack of Christianity. But Hollywood loves to promote the lie of what Christians are and who they are and how they act in so many different ways. I think of a couple of them. Just recently we had a new movie come out called Noah. It's a complete mockery
in fact,
of
yeah,
the Bible.
The director said it was the most unbiblical biblical movie.
Well, why would they put it up in its purpose?
You know, we did not go see it. We were planning on going to see it, but then we heard the reviews of it. We did not go to see it. And I spoke with someone who did. And this lady said the only thing they got right was the number of people in the boat, and who they had in the boat, I guess, was not even right. You know, but so the only thing they got right is that there's a man. Oh, I'm sorry, that's not
his
even
name.
What she said. I'm sorry, that was not what she said. She said the only thing they got right was there was a man named Noah, and he built a boat. That was
yes,
it. Because
yeah,
they got wrong the amount of people and who was in that boat.
Well, of course they're going to give a miss. They want people to have identity problems.
Exactly.
As long as they stay away from the Bible. Now, for those that would read the Bible,
uh-huh,
you're going to know how twisted Hollywood really is. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get to that in just a minute. But I think of The Last Temptation of Christ. I think of the movies that are coming out, which are complete mockery. Again, like, you can even go back to The Exorcist, friends, how
yep,
they try to portray Christians as weak and defenseless, and, you know, we just serve such a weak Christ. You know, the Bible says that the devil walketh around seeking whom he may devour,
mm-hmm,
as a lion. Folks, Jesus is the lion. He's not as a lion, and he defeated the one that mocks him at every turn at the cross.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting, too, is, like you said, for those people in majority of even professed Christians out there do not read their Bible. So we're talking about worldlings going to see this movie Noah. If they don't read their Bible, which a majority of them don't, they're going to take it for face value. Like, wow, I didn't know that happened in the Bible. Well, newsflash, it didn't.
Yeah, and they'll justify the actor more than they will the actual scriptures,
right,
concerning the character of Noah, because that's who they adapt themselves to in the first
yeah,
place.
Yeah, now case in point, we had...
Oh, who are you to judge? You
yeah,
get the point.
Case in point, we had got this movie Esther. And I started watching it, and you know, these people, even though they're well-intended, they're doing, you know, the story of Esther from the Bible, I ended up throwing it away because when they were going through the film, I was looking at it and saying, that didn't happen. That didn't happen. That wasn't in the Bible.
Right.
So even though they were well-intended and it was clean, nothing wrong with it, I thought, I'm
wait,
not
wait a
keeping
second.
This.
There's a lot of well-intended
exactly,
people that have brought a lot of destruction upon this world.
Exactly. So if it's not biblical, I thought, I'm not keeping this, and I threw it in the garbage can, because if it's not scripturally accurate and you're going through and saying, okay, kids, that didn't happen, or that's not what the Bible says happened there, there's too many explanations. Take it from the Word and make it true to the Word if you're going to
of course
do
well,
a Bible
the
story
Lord
based
said that
on
at
the
Word.
Book
of Revelations, he said anybody that takes away from these words of prophecy, he'll add the curses to those people.
Yeah.
And friends, for those that did not know, you might want to do a little history on those that have translated the Bible out of the pith and marrow and the heart of what Scripture really says. it didn't end up very good for them.
No.
In any sense of the word. They ended up blind. They ended up deaf. Some of them, you know, I mean, some of their barns were burnt down. I mean, and I'm not kidding you when I'm saying this. It's just not a good direction to go to. And Hollywood does it on a daily basis. They think it's liberty to go ahead and mock him who died for their sins. But let's get to my point here. The motion picture production code was the set industry of censorship guidelines which governed the production of the vast majority of the United States motion pictures released by major studios from 1930 to 1968. And by the way, friends, guess whose job it was to stand guard before movies were actually released on the populace across the United States of America? Ding, 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 ding. It was the church's job. But guess what they did in 1968? They're derelict of duty. Yep. They forfeited their post, and they said, no, go ahead and let the worldlings do it. And then again, we wonder why we are here today. The Motion Picture Producers and Distributors Association, MPPDA, which later became the Motion Picture Association of America, MPAA, adopted the code in 1930, began effectively enforcing it in 1934, and abandoned it in 1968 in the favor of the subsequent MPAA film rating system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So anyways, I mean, when you look at Hollywood, what do they promote? Murder,
murder, violence, sex,
cannibalism, Satanism. It's interesting how they're, you know, infiltrating Marvels now. I mean, I remember when the Batman, The Dark Knight came out, I wanted to see that before, obviously vet before I say anything about a movie to anybody. And in saying that, I remember all of the symbolism. All the way from Catwoman to taking a bite of an apple. Next time, don't get caught after he stole an apple. Isn't that what Eve, yeah. Adam and Eve did? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then taught him to lie. And it's so incredible how these people, folks, it's not like they are inadvertently doing this, unknowingly, through omission. They're doing this purposely and advert. I mean, they are doing it with everything to the, I mean, the rubber meeting the road and the pedal to the metal. They have their pedal to the metal to bring it to your front door to confuse the American people in every sense of the word. When we get back, I want to talk about the provisions of the code, and then I'm going to show you the specific restrictions which were spelled out as a particular application of these principles. It is awesome stuff. And you're going to say, wait a second, they're not supposed to be doing that. That's what I want to get you to. Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We'll be right back.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We are the premier independent talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747.
All right, before we continue on with the show, I want to just highlight real quick our product of the week, which this week it's the My War documentary series along with the comic book. Now, the documentary series takes you inside the over 350 public high schools that we have done, and it tells you and shows you what's going on behind your backs and what you don't think they're doing in public schools
they are doing.
Shows the agenda behind it. It shows us getting kicked out for teaching the Constitution, promoting life and the value of life. It's outstanding. I always say that every household in America should have one of these documentaries. Once you have them, you can use them for video night. You can borrow them to other people. They're DVDs. It's 5 DVDs all compiled into one, along with Bradley's life story in the comic book form. And for this, both with the documentary and the comic book, it's a $75 donation. But this week, everyone who purchases will get 10 free testimony pocket booklets, which is Bradley's life story in a smaller version, black and white book. 10 of them, they're great for evangelism. You see a coworker at work and say, hey, check this out. I'd value your opinion on it. A great way to evangelize, get the gospel out there in an easy way and a fun way. Just say, I value your opinion on it, and you'll be surprised the kind of response you'll get. So go ahead and call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. And remember, you monthly sponsors get 25% off by calling or by ordering online for our product of the week every week.
Cool. Or they can call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. I want to also point out that I want to talk about God is not mocked in the sense of what takes place when people do mock God. I bet you probably don't know the history of those that have attempted to mock God or have touched God's anointed. And if you take a look at Hollywood today, you can go ahead and look at them. Look at how prosperous they are. Who is supporting them to prosper and actually promulgating a false gospel in every sense of the word? The American people are. How is that working out for America? When you look in Scripture in Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28, friends, we are under the judgments of God. And why is it that we're paying into a system that is destroying all of us together?
Mm-hmm.
And they think they're liberated.
Right.
But we'll talk about that in just a little bit. I want to show you that God is not mocked. And what is the fruit of those that have mocked God? in particular. We'll even get over to Jesus. What happened to Pilate? John the Baptist. What happened to King Herod? So on and so forth. But before that, what I want to talk about is I want to talk about the provisions of the code concerning motion picture production code. This was from 1930 to 1968. This was the production code and the enumerated three general principles, and these are what they are. Number one, no picture shall be produced that will lower the moral standard.
Oh, and that's all you see nowadays. Everything.
Oh, hence, the sympathy of the audience should never be thrown to the side of crime,
mm-hmm.
wrongdoing,
mm-hmm.
evil, listen to the vernacular, or sin. Sin is
really?
The transgression of God's law, 1 John 3:4. Number one is this, friends. The provisions of the movie code before being released on the populace at large in the United States of America all the way up until 1968, no picture should be produced that will lower the moral standards of those who see it. Again, hence the sympathy of the audience should never be thrown to the side of crime, wrongdoing, evil, or sin.
Mm-hmm.
Is this crazy?
Yeah.
Number two, correct standard of life, subject only to the requirements of drama and entertainment, shall be presented. Drama and entertainment shall be presented.
For the correct standards of life.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Not a political message,
right.
Not perversion, so on and so forth. Let's go to number three, provisions of the code concerning the motion picture production code. Law, natural or human, should not be ridiculed, nor shall sympathy be created for its violation.
All we see is people breaking the law in movies
and
today.
Who's teaching them how to commit
exactly.
the crime? One more time. Number three, provisions of the code. Law, natural or human, shall not be ridiculed. Interesting that they would use Declaration of Independence, biblical vernacular. Natural or human law shall not be ridiculed, nor shall sympathy be created for its violation.
Hmm.
What are you seeing today?
Oh, all the time is being ridiculed. People who uphold the law, you know, they're just not with it. And then what we do, we have young people committing crimes.
Yep.
So they're stealing. They're all cool because of it. It's exactly turned backwards.
Specific restrictions were spelled out as a particular application of these principles in a movie. Nakedness and suggestive dances were prohibited.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
I'm going to take these slow.
Yeah, can I add to that real
yeah.
quick? I remember one time I was calling the movie theater because it's so very rarely that we ever go there. Unless they have something really, really good, we won't go. And I called and I said, do you guys have any good, clean family films? And I remember the person on the other end was telling me about a show and he said, I said, well, is it clean? And he said, well, there's no nudity in it. And I thought, okay, your definition of clean and your standard of clean is completely different than mine. By him thinking that there was no nudity in it, then, it, you know, well, it's pretty clean. There's no nudity in it. It's like, okay.
Well, that pig's just a little cleaner than I am.
Exactly. Yeah. It's amazing.
Number two is the ridicule of religion was forbidden, and ministers of religion, Christian religion, were not to be presented as comic characters or villains.
Mm-hmm. Now we see weak portrayals of Christian ministers.
The depictions of illegal drug use was forbidden, as well as the use of liquor when not required by the plot or for proper characterization.
Hmm.
Number five, methods of crime, safecracking, arson, smuggling were not to be explicitly presented.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this, friends. References to alleged sex perversion, such as homosexuality and venereal disease, were forbidden, as were depictions of childbirth.
Wow.
Talking about, folks, the provisions of the code, motion picture production code. I go on. The language section banned various words and phrases that were considered to be offensive. You couldn't even say nuts, lousy, or dang.
Or even jerk.
And folks, by the way, all the way up until 1968, if a crime was committed during a movie, the criminal had to be brought to justice.
Mm-hmm.
And now what are they teaching?
That reminds me of Frank Capra in basically It's a Wonderful Life. You remember Wonderful Life when you look at Potter. Potter was the villain there, and the most complaints that he got from people viewing that movie was the fact that justice was not brought down upon Potter in the movie. They wanted justice to be served.
Let's go on, talking about movie provisions and code, well, the codes and the provisions, friends. Murder scenes had to be filmed in a way that would discourage imitations in real life, and brutal killings could not be shown in detail. Revenge in modern times was not to be justified, folks. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. It all lined up with biblical vernacular and scripture, friends. I go on. The sanctity of marriage and the home had to be upheld. Pictures shall not imply that low forms of sex relationships are the accepted or common thing. See, it's all adherence to the law.
Word of God.
Adultery and illicit sex, although recognized as sometimes necessary to the plot, could not be explicit or justified and were not supposed to be presented as an attractive option.
Now, what do we see now?
Well, how many movies would it actually sold if they did? I mean, first thing that came to my mind was Titanic.
Yeah.
I mean, what was he doing? He stole away a guy's fiance. He commits fornication with her.
And sex, it's glorified.
Yeah, and
justified.
It's totally glorified. At the end of the movie, do you remember, this was in the 90s, friends. Do you remember when the grandma died? She wasn't thinking about her husband.
Mm-hmm.
She was thinking about the man she was fornicating with.
That's right.
Just complete perversion in every sense of the word. Portrayals of interracial marriage and procreation were forbidden. Scenes of passion were not to be introduced when not essential to the plot. Excessive and lustful kissing was to be avoided, along with any other treatment that might stimulate the lower and baser elements.
Yeah.
Folks, we're talking about the motion picture production code and the provisions of codes and what you could do and what you could not do if a movie was to be released. They wanted it to be released on the populace. They had to meet the standards, the moral standards of the day, which adhered to the Bible. Scenes of passion were not to be introduced when not essential to the plot. Let's go to the next point. The flag of the United States of America was to be treated respectfully, and the people and history of other nations were to be presented fairly.
Mm-hmm.
The treatment of vulgarity, defined as low, disgusting, unpleasant, though not necessarily evil, subjects must be subject to the dictates of good taste, capital punishment, third-degree methods, cruelty to children or animals, prostitution, and surgical operations were to be handled with similar sensitivity.
Mm-hmm.
Folks.
Discreetness. You don't have to be, you know, it's amazing that when
you... Are we still on the same page with this, though? I mean, this is just completely...
Of course we're not. I mean, when you look at things, even sometimes, as I was mentioning earlier, even in a kid's show, they'll throw out a bad word or they'll throw out an innuendo. And, of course, you're saying, why does that have to be in there? What does that have to do with anything? Do they just have to throw their filth in there
and
to feel good?
Oh, and they call it crude humor.
Yeah, just to feel good about getting something.
Well, we have to entertain the parents, you know, when they come. They got to show something for the parents, though.
Exactly. But, you know, and I think you might be getting to this, but actually the G-rated films, the films that are the cleanest, do far better at the box office.
It's not about the money. It's about the indoctrination.
So, you know, if I was a movie producer and my mind was focused on money, I would say, listen, you know, R-rated films, they don't do very well. But these G-rated, these family shows, lots of people go to because they're clean and they can bring their entire family to enjoy them. Why don't we spend our time working on that?
Well, remember what Samuel Adams, one of the Sons of Liberty, rightly said? He said, well, the people are virtuous. They cannot be subdued. So as long as they are, well, let's turn that upside down.
Not virtuous?
Exactly, in every sense of the word. What do? They can be subdued. He goes on, but when once they lose their virtue, they will be ready to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader. So who is Hollywood working with to actually pervert the people? See, if they can demoralize a people, government knows they can control that people. And if that wasn't the case, then why isn't government there to stop the immorality, to stop the killing, to stop the perversion taking place in Hollywood? No, they want the crime to take place. For example, they want to teach you how to commit the crime, the younger generation how to commit the crime, through gun violence that Hollywood teaches them. And what they want to do is they want to steal away the guns. Who gains control, friends? Government does, if you're that foolish to fall for what Hollywood is actually promoting. Now, it's also interesting how they mock Christ. It sickens me, but interestingly enough, can anybody call in and tell me one movie that Hollywood has not swore, brought forth some sexual perversion or immorality, fornication, adultery, whatever the case is, or any time during that movie they did not mock Christ?
We are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Steve from Memphis. I've been listening to Sons of Liberty for several years now. As I've listened to him speak in the past years, I just wondered if he's had cue cards or teleprompter or something, because his knowledge is deep and he never seems to take a breath. So anyway, I get to this Tea Party meeting, and he starts speaking. And for over 4 hours, he speaks, and he speaks the truth. He speaks from a spiritual standpoint and a constitutional standpoint, and it's just amazing. So God bless Bradley and Sons of Liberty Radio and what he's doing. Thank you for being the patriot and the Christian man that you are.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Can anybody tell me a movie where they have not cursed God? Hollywood.
You know,
or shown some sexual perversion or immorality. I don't care if it's fornication, sex before marriage. Read 1 Corinthians 6:9. Fornicators and adulterers shall have no inheritance into the kingdom of heaven. How come we're not teaching in that? Because it doesn't work for the bureaucracy. I'm just simply asking somebody to tell me a movie that Hollywood's produced that hasn't been filthy in some sense of the word. And I'm talking about just a little drop of poison, friends, on that steak. Because they do it almost without fail, and you can't say the Passion of the Christ.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only thing I could think of. I could think of the Passion of the Christ, and I thought, well, if you're going to think of anything, you have to go, like, way in the early 1990s. I mean, you have to look at, like, you know...
If you look in the 30s, you can even see the perversion. I mean, I remember back in the day even watching, you know, some of the shows that are out there. Hey, guys, go back to Little Rascals.
Yep.
Go back to the Three Stooges.
That's what I thought of,
go back to Laurel and Hardy, friends. I mean, they have some stuff that's suggestive in those sitcoms, if you want to call them that.
And, you know, and too, it's like, you know, you remember things when you're younger, and you go back and say, oh, yeah, I remember that show, and then you go back and watch it, you know, now that you've been fully saved and you're, you know, sanctified, and you're like, wow, I didn't realize that all that stuff was in there.
Even I tried that 10 years ago with a movie called Tombstone, and I could not believe how many times they cursed God.
It
was GD at every turn. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. A lot of times you don't think you're changed and sanctified until you go back to the filth and look at it. It's like, no, that one was okay. I think I can get a pass on that. And then you watch this, like, that offends me.
Yeah, that's so bad. And you know what's interesting to note, too, is you can get those little devices that you put on your TV that guards out and safeguards all the bad words. But we shouldn't need to purchase things like that because they shouldn't even be there to begin with in the first place. It's a sad day when you have to say, okay, we got to fast forward this, or okay, we got to make sure that the thing is in place, take out all the bad words here. We should be having wholesome entertainment, that which edifies, and that which is according to the Word of God. I mean, it's hard to find anything good out there today.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm trying to think of the correlation. I was talking about reaping and sowing that I want to add on to tomorrow's radio show. And it's interesting when you think about what we talked about last week, it really correlates with what we're talking about here. The actors will actually allow themselves to play the window, per se, to bring forth the message that the directors, the producers, so on and so forth, want to bring forth through their movies.
Mm-hmm.
And look at all these actresses and actors that have died, have committed suicide, have died in weird freak car accidents or strange deaths and drugs. And it's interesting.
It's interesting that you should mention when you were talking about The Dark Knight, how about you vetted that show. And the guy who actually played the Joker in that show, I'm trying to think what his name is off the top of my head, actor who played that part, he said he couldn't sleep while doing that role. Well, if you're doing a role where everything you're promoting is godlessness, I mean, satanic, I mean, anything that's evil, you're playing a role that's encompassing evil, and you're indulging yourself in that role. He said he couldn't sleep. Well, why not? Look at what you're opening yourself up to. Look at the part that you're playing. Look at what's going on. It's unbelievable when you take a look at that. Oh, Heath Ledger. That's what his name was.
Right.
Heath Ledger. And what happened was, he couldn't sleep. And look what happened. He passed away shortly after. Actually, before that film even was released, he was already deceased. And so when you look at the price that some of these people pay while doing these parts, even in Batman, the shooting that took place with that show, how violent was that show?
Yeah, oh, no, the kids, they're not going to emulate the actors.
Yeah, so. they emulate themselves. They dye their hair orange. They bring in the things. They do everything.
Guns. Yeah.
They do everything according to what they see in the movie.
Who's teaching the kids that?
Exactly. Yeah. And then we wonder, well why was such violence?
Yeah. Folks, what I want to talk about tomorrow is I want to talk about, you might not say, it's up to you as to where you're at in life, but you just might say that the Bible and what it says in there, you just don't believe everything it says. I'm going to give you a little history tomorrow and show you how accurate, of course, it is in the sense of God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Last week we talked about the actors and the actresses. And the interesting correlation that we just talked about a couple minutes ago as to those that are actually using themselves and opening themselves up to the message of Hollywood to the world. What is the fruit of their lives? Well, we talked about drugs. We talked about alcohol. We talked about how they're caught up in pornography, some of them, and some of them are dead. They didn't wake up, died in freakish car accidents, or they died in drug overdoses, or whatever the case is. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. It's interesting that Hollywood thinks that they get a pass when, in fact, if they just look at the country that they're corrupting and the people that are supporting Hollywood as the country that they're corrupting, what is it that you need to see? Do you need a bell or something or a flag to go up every time they promote something that's ungodly?
Speaking of sowing and reaping, you see the front covers of these magazines. They say, Hollywood couple broke up. So-and-so was arrested for a DWI, a DUI. So-and-so was in treatment. So-and-so stole something. So-and-so is in drug rehabilitation. Well, what are these actors in their real lives that find themselves in these predicaments? What do they sow in these movies? They sow fornication.
Know what I did wrong.
Exactly. They sow fornication. They sow, sex outside of marriage. They show adultery. They sow all these different things, party lifestyle. And then in their own lives, when someone in real life, their spouse or their boyfriend cheats on them, it's all, so and so's devastated. Well, listen, if they're devastated, then why did they sow those seeds in their movies?
Right.
How many men did you cause to commit adultery by lusting after you in your shows? And the same thing happened right in your back door to yourself.
Yeah.
You reap what you sow. It's a law that's undeniable.
I want to talk about that tomorrow because I love the topic.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So when you look at them, we can't be surprised and we can't feel sorry for them either, because when you willfully know what you do and you partake in something that you know is wrong and then you end up reaping that in your own life, then it's to be expected.
Mm.
There's nothing more to say about it.
You can't sow corrupt seed into a field and expect a good harvest to come forth.
Exactly, you can. And for those of you who are saying, listen, I love you guys and appreciate what you do, we thank you for your support. And sincerely, those of you who are sons and daughters of Liberty, I think we had about 8 signups last week who joined in together with us in this fight, we sincerely appreciate you, because without people like you, we could not do what we do. And we're going out again actually this week, and we're going out the week after, and I think the week after that we've got 3 straight weeks of going across the country doing events, because we really do want to be there with the people. And for those of you who'd like Bradley to come speak, you can go to our radio, on our website, I was a radio broadcast, but go to our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can click on the event bookings. It takes you through the process. Very simple, not difficult. And those of you who want to support what we do, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. There is a donate button. You can click there and make a one-time donation. or scroll down and become a son or daughter of Liberty, as we talk about so much. You can decide what you'd like to do every month, and what that does for us is it gives us a foundation to be able to catapult from, so we know what we're dealing with on a month-to-month basis. Rather than scrambling to make sure finances are there, we can be out and actually seeking and saving that which is lost. It's a very easy process. There's four different ways to become a son or daughter of Liberty, and there's a lot of fun things that go along with doing just that. So you can call us at 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747 if you'd like to talk with one of us in person and get our chipper little voices. Or, of course, go online again to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Okay, what I want to do is there's a lot of stuff going on in the world today, friends. Posted quite a bit on Sons of Liberty Radio for you if you'd like to check that out. Sons of Liberty Radio. Also posted up on Bradley Dean. Getting a lot of traffic, friends. Just picking and choosing the topics that I feel are important. And again, they're not just the bad news. They're also bringing forth the good news. Just posted some stuff on the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and the standard that they hold. Some new pictures just from this last week. It is completely downpouring in D.C., and we have three guards guarding the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And then I also posted a Religion of Peace, and what they have is a guy that actually was busted stealing. Now, I'm not trying to justify the thief on this posting, friends, but I do have to ask you the question, what is wrong with these people? Check out Sons of Liberty Radio. It's graphic. It's gross. It's unthinkable, some of the stuff that these people do. They're out of hand. This is demonic. This is not law. This is criminal in every sense of the word. But I posted that as well on Sons of Liberty Radio and Bradley Dean on Facebook. Bradley Dean on Facebook. Also got some more stuff up there. Put some stuff up there with the Supreme Court. And it shows you the sponsors and those that are lobbying the Supreme Court justices. That's pretty crazy stuff, friends, because you need to keep in mind that this is illegal. And it might help you understand why the rulings coming out of the Supreme Court are not exactly lined up with the laws of our Constitutional Republic. Again, Article 4, Section 4. And in saying that, well, you can see their badges. You can see who's actually buying the Supreme Court justices. That is on Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook again. And I just say this. If the Supreme Court, speaking of the Supreme Court, is the final arbiter to decide the differences of what the Constitution says, then, friends, we as Americans have been, well, we have, without shadow of a doubt, have ceased to be our own rulers, that is under God, and the Supreme Court is now our ruler. Friends, President Andrew Jackson rightly said that, and that is not true. Supreme Court is not the final say-so. They are ruled by law just like the rest of us. And by the way, keep in mind, friends, they are not appointed unto life. Only in good behavior are they there for their term. Outside of that, if there's bad behavior, they can be impeached. And it's interesting that the American people are becoming aware of the fact that the Supreme Court can be impeached, friends. They can. Check out Sons of Liberty Radio, and also check out Bradley Dean. Friends, also check me out on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about reaping and sowing. I love the topic. You tell me what you think. Talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. See ya!
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.